1 year ago today, Governor Charlie Baker declared a state of emergency in Massachusetts to try to stem the spread of the coronavirus. Travel by most state employees was banned, and the governor urged private employers to follow suit.
The highly contagious nature of this disease means that if everyone plays their part in slowing the spread, the number of people who become infected and require medical attention doesn't spike all at once, which would overwhelm many of our systems.
With fewer people traveling, Boston's tourism industry took a hit and is still hurting. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
How does the city feel compared to the first time you came here?
Empty. It feels really empty, like a ghost town.
Alicia Nava is visiting Boston for the second time. Her first trip here was January of last year. She and her family live in Miami, and even though it's winter, after a year in quarantine, she says they were ready to get away.
Actually, we're taking advantage of the fact that tickets are really good right now.
And she says she feels safer here than in Florida.
Nothing is closed, and I think people really don't care about that there, like to a point that is dangerous.
On a recent Friday, Nava's family of four hop on an Old Town trolley tour of Boston. They, along with another family of three from New York and myself, are the only people on the bus. Every other row is roped off and the windows are open even though it's below freezing outside.
All right, so they like us to start off our tours with a little bit of mood music.
Even a young peppy Judy Garland can't make this tour feel normal.
It was a different product. It was a hop-on and hop-off tour, so we'd see a number of different people throughout the day.
Michael Long, whose stage name is Foxtrot, is one of the trolley drivers. He's also Old Town Trolley of Boston's assistant operations manager. From a safety standpoint, converting to a stay-on tour theoretically reduces the chance of viral transmission, but sites are still closed, so there's not much reason for people to hop off.
Please don't climb up the stairs at the Bunker Hill Monument because due to the pandemic, you can't really socially distance, so the stairs are closed. The Swan Boats have been there for 144 years, unfortunately, due to the pandemic.
The only place people can get off the trolley is here. The Cheers Bar on Beacon Street is open. Long says when the few passengers ask what else is there to do in the city, the list is short because the list of things that are closed is so long.
A number of restaurants that I have enjoyed myself that I would recommend people check out, unfortunately, are closed for good.
The company says Boston's Old Town Trolley Tours business during the pandemic has been about 10% of what it normally is. The company says it laid off over 100 people, many of them sales staff and drivers, like trolley driver tour guide Maureen Murata, who lost her job in October for the second time during the pandemic.
So I'm very chatty. I'm on Facebook giving people the history of Boston and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Murata was first laid off last March when Old Town Trolley shut down. When the company reopened in mid-July, she went back to work, but it just wasn't the same.
We went from doing, oh gosh, we do about 2,000 people per day, Monday through Friday, during our regular busy season. We were doing 50 people per day.
Last July, when people thought maybe we could start returning to normal, data show Boston's hotel occupancy was just under 15%. Restaurant patronage was down 75%. Throughout the pandemic, a sort of Justice League of local attractions have been regularly meeting virtually.
And we discuss, you know, who's opening when, you know, different kinds of programming. We've all been keeping in touch.
Suzanne Segura Taylor heads the Freedom Trail Foundation. She says many historical sites are constrained by lower capacity limits since their rooms are small. But she says there's hope.
People are talking about April and May of reopening on a limited schedule, you know, just to see how things go with the new lighter restrictions. So people are being cautious, but also optimistic as well.
Late last year, the city allocated $2 million of COVID relief money for the tourism industry, and more people are being vaccinated. The constellation of hope is what Maureen Murata, one of the laid-off drivers from Old Town Trolley Tours, is holding on to. She's hoping this year she can guide tours on her favorite day.
The 4th of July in Boston is It's my favorite day to work. I had the day off once and called in healthy and said, can I please work today? And to not have the 4th of July was heartbreaking.
Murata is hoping for a brighter 4th this year.
If you have any questions about where things are, what to do, where to go, feel free to ask. If not,
whether you come to the historic city of Boston to see what's always been or what's left, the people who make our tourism industry tick hope to see you back soon. Safely, of course. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.